That is the sound of a deadly avalanche on Mount Everest caused by Saturday's huge earthquake in Nepal. At least 18 people were killed in that avalanche. About 100 others got trapped on the mountain. The survivors include climbers from one Seattle-based expedition company. Those climbers have now been airlifted to safer ground. The co-founder of Madison Mountaineering is Kurt Hunter. He's here in Seattle, and he told me that his team of 15 climbers was near Everest's Camp 2, about 21,000 feet up the mountain when the earthquake struck.
There were several avalanches in that area, the Western Coombe, which is the valley between Camp 1 and Camp 2 on Mount Everest. And they were lucky that they just received a kind of a light dusting of snow, and they were able then to make their way to Camp 2. In which they immediately checked in with base camp below and learned of the devastation that had occurred there.
And what's the latest with that team right now?
They last evening, our time, daybreak there in Nepal, they were able to quickly and safely descend on foot from Camp 2 down to Camp 1. And there were a number of helicopter evacuation sorties that were being flown up from base camp to Camp 1 to bring our team and all the others that were up there down. I haven't spoken with them since they reached Camp 1, but I do know that they were able to get on a helicopter and be transported down to base camp.
I understand your company lost a camp medic. What happened?
When the climbing team's on the mountain, we have a number of staff and crew and some members stationed at base camp, including our team doctor, and unfortunately, she was killed in the aftermath of the avalanche that struck and completely devastated our base camp facilities.
What was the conversation like with her family?
It was one of the most horrible things I've ever had to do in my entire life. First time I've ever had to inform somebody of the loss of a loved one, and it was heartbreaking.
This is Marissa Garawong?
Yes, that's right.
We've been talking about your climbers on the mountain. How are they relating to what's happened below them, the devastation in Kathmandu and Nepal?
You know, I think communications have been fairly difficult. I've been on and off communications with Garrett via satellite phone. And we've had to be cautious to conserve his battery power. So I'm not sure that any of our climbing members have had any direct contact or have complete information about the scope of this disaster at this time.
And what are you reflecting on right now, Kurt?
Well, this morning when I woke up after just a couple hours of sleep, you know, I'm still kind of in the middle of processing all that has occurred over the last few hours. And top of mind for me, of course, is that I'm grateful that our climbing team and was able to successfully get off the mountain and they're safe. But also, of course, the entire country of Nepal and the terrible tragedy that they're enduring.
Kurt Hunter is with Madison Mountaineering, based here in Seattle. Kurt, thank you for giving us the update.
You're welcome.
At least 17 people died in that avalanche at Everest Base Camp, possibly the deadliest single day on the mountain. The official death toll from Saturday's magnitude 7.8 Nepal earthquake has reached 4,000 people, and it may well rise. We'll keep following developments here on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. News and information.